WTAW News Time is 6 after 7, 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last Tuesday, a customer getting back in his car from a Chase Bank in College Station was robbed at knife point. Yesterday afternoon, a man headed into the Chase branch in Bryan at Boonville Road near the freeway had a bank bag taken from a black man who ran to a white car driven by a second suspect. The suspects left with an undisclosed amount of money. The customer was not injured. The suspects from last Tuesday's robbery in College Station were described as two black men between 25 and 30 years old. They were driving a white Dodge Charger with an unknown license plate. College Station police say three men were arrested for a drug-related armed robbery that occurred outside the College Station Walmart Monday night. 19-year-olds from Corpus Christi and Waco were caught, along with 16-year-old from Harker Heights. Police say they seized six bottles of what they described as illegal liquid narcotics that were taken from the holdup. The man who was held up at gunpoint has not been arrested, but police continue their investigation. Bryan police at the Westside Walmart on an unrelated call Monday arrested a man for trying to spend counterfeit $10 and $20 bills to send a wire transfer to family. 23-year-old Jason Perez of Bryan, who is charged with 52 counts of government forgery, is in jail on bonds totaling $416,000. For the second time in 3 months, there's been a debate about building a new sidewalk requested by a Bryan City Councilman for more than 2 years.
Because property owners won't donate land and the council's not talking about eminent domain, the only other option for a sidewalk along Sandy Point Road from Highway 21 to west to Forest Park Apartments is agreeing to give TxDOT at least $400,000 as part of a larger project that also adds a turning lane, curbs, and drainage. Rafael Pena says the money can come from the recent sale of land in the Traditions development and or if the city gets paid from Union Pacific Railroad to close downtown train crossings.
I can't stress enough how much they would appreciate having a sidewalk for their kids to go to the store, to wash their clothes, to eat some donuts, you know, what have you.
Mayor Jason Bielski suggested sidewalk supporters change their priorities on the capital improvements list.
I think there's other roadways in the city limits of Bryan that have more than 4,300 cars that pass through that probably aren't served by sidewalks.
There are 63 unfunded capital projects ahead of the Sandy Point sidewalk. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The last 2 weeks have been a whirlwind for the pastor of College Station St. Mary Catholic Center. David Konderla, who was named a bishop-elect by the Pope last Friday, told friends in Austin yesterday about the phone call.
I almost didn't pick it up. I should have followed that instinct.
For 9 days, Konderla kept the Pope's appointment to himself.
That was very hard to do. Went through multiple meetings and all the things that go on in a normal ministry. And then finally was able to tell people, so that was a great relief.
You can watch the video produced by the Diocese of Austin online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 after 7. It's 66 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center helps your loved one on their path to a life well lived. With licensed nurses on staff 24 hours a day and our Meaningful Moments program, Hudson Creek supports independence and a sense of belonging for our residents. Located on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan, Hudson Creek offers full-time and respite care based on the needs of your family. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour or visit jeaseniorliving.com. License number 102654.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why you should choose Caldwell Country.
I feel good about Caldwell Country because people come up to me all the time and tell me what great deals they got when they came out here. To me, over the years, people have always meant a lot to me, and I've known the principals out here for a long time, and I feel good about them as people, and that's why I was willing to become associated with Caldwell Country. I think you ought to come to Caldwell Country because we make the best deals here.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Years ago, the Texas Railroad Commission oversaw the operations of railroads. These days, the commission is left cleaning up the train wreck caused by Obama's energy policies. But Obama's not alone. 15-year career politician Wayne Christian is just as bad. Christian supports subsidizing green energy, leaving taxpayers on the hook, like Obama did in California with Solyndra. Wayne Christian and Barack Obama, wrong for Texas. There's a better choice for Texas Railroad Commissioner, Gary Gates. Gates is a business owner with a record of growing jobs. He understands the commission's role overseeing the oil and gas industry and knows private sector solutions work best. And Gates opposes Obama's regulations and says no subsidizing green energy. We don't need career politician Wayne Christian. The Railroad Commission needs a proven business owner, Gary Gates, not an Austin insider, not a career politician.
I'm Gary Gates, and I don't care about political correctness. I care about Texas. Political ad paid for by Gary Gates for Texas.
Good morning, it's 7:13, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Remains unsettled across the state today, and that means our weather stays unsettled. Lots of clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today, 75 to 80. Cloudy tonight with a chance for a shower, overnight lows 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, some may be strong, 75 to 80. Storms will diminish tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. Partly sunny Friday, chance for an isolated shower, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll look back at the Aggie baseball team's contest versus Sam Houston State. Also, in Major League Baseball, the Rangers fall to the Athletics again, and the Astros take down the White Sox. I'll have all those details for you coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Rain's pretty much out of here for now. Have a slight chance later on today. Basically, have north winds today, which should feel pretty pleasant. So we'll see how that goes.
Good.
So now, one of the things we didn't mention in politics, I don't know, somebody must have asked Ben Carson. It says he told the Washington Post, so I guess somebody asked him, who Donald Trump's vice presidential shortlist was. Okay.
The whole thing?
Like, well, I guess so. I don't know how short the shortlist is, but Ben didn't say he was on it. But he said it did consist of Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Chris Christie, John Kasich, and Sarah Palin.
Man, that's wow. Okay. So it's a lot of
That's all over the map, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. There's some establishment people on there, like Christie, and then there's some outsiders like Palin.
I think we probably know everything we need to about Sarah Palin. Okay?
Yeah, I think that's right.
That she probably. Yeah, they could shorten the list by a little bit more. But
you know, Carson said that he thinks that if he were to be the vice president candidate, that it would, you know, be more of a detriment to Trump than anything else he thought. But I kind of think Carson would make a good addition to Trump. It's kind of like a balance, kind of like the Odd Couple. You know what
well,
I mean?
I think he'd be a good Health and Human Services Secretary. I think he'd do well in the cabinet.
So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, all right. On to stuff that people care more about. Guys, it's a perfect world now. Beer and pizza together.
Finally.
Pizza has married these two favorite flavors. The UK Daily Mirror reports the company is launching two new flavors that feature dough made with craft beer. Contestant. Okay, this is about the fourth time we've done that today, isn't it?
That was just Chelsea.
It was. Yeah, that's okay. Contestants can give the Steak Feast and American Hot Pies a taste this Friday but only if you can swing by the Finchley Lido Hut in London and know the secret code, which is I like it hop with a P.
You have to have a secret code and you have to get to London?
Well, since I just said it, it's probably not a secret anymore. But yeah, the whole idea, I don't know, probably drop a few grand on a ticket to London if you had to book it right now. The director of HR and marketing, one Kath Austin, says craft beers are really hot right now. I think the additions are a perfect culinary union. Can't wait for our customers to give it a try.
Hmm.
Well, again, I wonder what a pizza...
I'm sure it would be okay, but I would just rather have my pizza and beer separate,
yeah,
but together.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I don't really drink beer for the taste so much. So
when you go for the volume, what's going on?
So I just don't know if the taste of beer and the taste of pizza together at the same time. You know, and even that kind of, I don't know, because I will eat a pizza and drink a beer at the same time.
Yeah.
But
I think if you get a weedy enough beer, you know, something with that kind of like breadier taste and it's baked into the crust, I think it could be pretty tasty. But again, I would still want a beer then with my beer pizza.
Well, the deal is, though, I mean, are you going to eat it backwards? You're going to eat the crust first?
Oh, like stuffed crust when they wanted you to eat it backwards?
I remember when they did that. Yeah, they thought that was a really good idea.
Now they're putting bacon in it and bacon on it, and they're putting it in its own pizza box.
You just eat the crust when you want to take a sip of beer.
Okay, so let me see here. Because I decided what I wanted to do is look up what it costs for a pizza in London, okay?
Okay.
Just because you can. All right, so, wait a minute. They've got a pizza called the Texas Meat Meltdown.
Oh, here we go.
The Texas Meat Meltdown. Okay, so somebody get out your calculator here so we can change pounds to American dollars so we can do that. So a Texas Meat Meltdown is 18.25 pounds. 18.25 pounds. So how much is that, like $25?
18.25
pounds. Yeah.
That's $26.56.
Okay. So $26 for a pizza. $26 for a pizza.
Pass.
Oh, wow.
It's a hard pass.
Well, I mean, but
how big is the pizza?
Well, it says large, and again, I don't know what that means.
Still.
See if you can look up an image of the Texas Meltdown pizza just to see what that's all about. Because I guarantee you there's nothing nutritional about it. That's for sure. But anyhow, $26 for a pizza in London. All right, never mind. Go right there.
If this is the one, it looks pretty
large.
Does
it say? Oh, okay, all right, yeah. Doesn't have like two guys holding it.
It's not like practical joke large.
A mouth-melting combo of spicy sausage, chicken, pepperoni, and chorizo. I didn't know you could get chorizo in London.
Yeah, well, right? Hey, they can call it that. It doesn't mean it is.
True.
Okay.
You can't even get it in, like, Alabama, let alone London.
No.
All
no.
held together with our smoky barbecue base and finished with a barbecue drizzle.
Okay, you see, again, we're trusting people in England to tell us what barbecue
exactly.
is.
Exactly,
yeah. Yeah, that would be fraught with disappointment, I'm sure.
They call ham bacon in Canada.
Yes, right, so there you go. All right, that's enough of that. All right, so if you're like most Americans, you have less than $1,000 in yours, and it's if you have one at all. What we're talking about is your savings account, a survey for personal finance website. GoBankingRates.com shows 62% of U.S. Americans have less than $1,000 in a savings account, and 21% don't even know what that is.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'd believe it.
There you are. 13% say they have some money, but it's under $1,000. 9% say they have whatever the minimum balance is required. Get this, only 5% have anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000 in a savings account. Of course, part of the deal, if it's a savings account, you almost can put it under your mattress and earn as much interest as you can in a savings account right now. So not having a lot of money in a savings account doesn't mean that you don't have money. You just may have it someplace else. In addition, women usually save less than men.
Mm.
That's surprising to me.
That's surprising to me, too.
Being a woman, it's not surprising to me.
Again, you don't have to defend the entire gender, but I'm just saying it all depends on where you are in life and what you think about
the thing.
What's surprising to me is that usually women think about consequences and situations beyond the present, where guys just go, when's my next beer going to get here?
Mm-hmm.
And when's that show on that I want to watch on TV? Speaking of which, on TV tonight, just so you know, you have the choice of watching either the season finale of Survivor, which, of course, we all know is a two-hour season finale, because they're going to follow it with a reunion
of course.
Special.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because you really want to get back together with those people who you said hateful things about for the entire
and
season.
And literally kicked off the island.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's at 7 o'clock tonight on CBS, so that you know that you've got that. But at the same time, it's the season finale of The Middle on ABC.
Do we have the choice to watch neither?
What, no. No, I mean, because after all, Frankie tries to get Brick's song reinstated after it's cut from the middle school graduation ceremony.
Wait, this is really a show you watch?
No, I've never heard of it.
Oh, okay. No, no, I've actually seen an episode. Oh, okay. That's why I was like, Scott. Right.
No, not really. No, now,
years of radio experience there that you're able to read that. Exactly. Like you knew what you were talking about.
I know.
Now, also tonight, though, is The Modern Family. Now, here's the real conflict. Is Modern Family, which is a pretty popular show.
Yep.
And so that's on tonight at 8 o'clock, the season finale of that. But also at the same time on PBS will be the premiere of Genius by Stephen Hawking.
Ooh, thank God for TiVo.
Yep.
So you can listen to Stephen Hawking.
Set that DVR.
Or you can watch Modern Family.
That's kind of like polar opposites, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but that's okay. That's what it's all about. Later on this morning, we'll also have shower thoughts. We've got that for you.
Ooh.
In the meantime, imagine scanning photos of a vacation bungalow that you're thinking about renting. Wouldn't it be nice to have the sounds and the scents of the ocean sent right into your office? The sounds and sights are doable with video. Now a company called Vapor Communications wants to provide the sense with you as well. They make a small cylindrical device called the Crano that holds scent cartridges. You control what scents it releases using a mobile app called O-Notes. The scents include guava, honeysuckle, lavender, lilac, citrus, ginger, vanilla, pine, peppermint, coconut, and suntan lotion.
Pretty sure Looney Tunes used to joke about that, calling it smell-o-vision.
You're right. Now you can't ask somebody, not only for the text, that they're smelling at that very moment. You can know mm-hmm. in just a matter of time that they've got it. Send a text with a smell with it. Okay, what you have to do is obviously they have to have one of these things as
well.
So
you have to buy the thing.
Yeah, and then you have to, I guess it sends some message through the app that will allow the proper scent to be released.
As long as they have that particular
Do they have to accept
cartridge.
It? Yeah. You what know, if you can just like thing. Blow up somebody's office with like suntan lotion smell?
Yeah, you've heard of photo bombing. This would be scent bombing.
Yeah.
Do what you have to do just to, well.
50 scent texts to.
So in other words, yeah, so we could do that. If a coworker down the hall, you can send them some scent in their burlap bungalow there. And
people are coming in. It's not me. It's not me.
I didn't do it.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, our custom granite is definitely a cut above.
That's right, Suzanne. That's because we use a revolutionary new robotic cutting system. Its computer-controlled blades can cut with precision never possible before.
And we only use the best in 3CM granite, unlike our competitors.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and will ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning, the Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:26. Here's the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, a little bit of rain passed through. It's about a 30% chance for the remainder of the day, and really there's not anything out there right now. North winds, which will make it pretty pleasant. Our high today will be 78 degrees. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers, with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, upper 70s and an 80% chance of rain for Thursday. 70% chance of rain on Thursday night. And then chances of rain start to diminish. And the weekend looks pretty good. About 83 for a high temperature on Friday. Then Saturday and Sunday, sunshine and high temperature probably about 86 or 87. Right now, the winds are out of the northwest at 8. We have 93% relative humidity. Few clouds out there, and it's 66.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Wrong. Registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Volleyball has begun for the fall season at Central Baptist Church. Central Sports Flag Football is specially designed for four-year-olds through the sixth grade, and girls volleyball is first through sixth grade. Register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Central Sports team. For more information and registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Girls Volleyball, visit centralbcs.org/sports or call 776-9977. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A new government study shows that a third of American children eat pizza or other fast food every day, but 12% of their daily diet is fast food, roughly the same amount kids were eating in the 90s. The study, released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, also says there's no change in the percentage of calories kids are getting from fast food. The study examined over 3,000 kids between 9 and 19. For a change, minorities are not hardest hit. Black, white, Hispanic kids all consume about the same amount of fast food, though Asian kids consume less. Income doesn't matter either. The rich kids aren't eating less fast food than the poor. Teenagers are the ones hardest hit. They get about 17% of their daily calories from fast food. I envy them. In other news concerning the children, young kids are getting drunk on hand sanitizers. Last year, there were over 16,000 cases of this, according to an analysis by the Georgia Poison Center. Hand sanitizers come in fruit flavors now, such as strawberry, grape, and orange, and they have a high alcohol content, so they evaporate. Kids like the taste, apparently, and some are ingesting it on a dare, or because they like that sanitized feeling in their mouth. So, kids eat the same amount of fast food as always, and they've taken to drinking hand sanitizer. All the effort that Michelle Obama put into changing childhood eating habits, wasted. In some cases, the kids are really wasted, probably because they're sick and tired of what she's forcing them to eat. Who can blame them, really?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, one of the largest and most profitable fields in business today is corporate training, executive coaching, and speaking. It has become an $11 billion annual industry. Now, if you've been thinking of entering this exploding corporate training market, you need to become certified by the John Maxwell team. I have seen and heard success stories of people who become certified Maxwell corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers, and I am impressed. Maxwell is the global authority. They've been at this for more than 40 years. Now, when you become Maxwell certified, you'll be able to profit from this booming business. The fastest growing, largest certification program in the world, the John Maxwell team, has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for years all over the world. Become a Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The newly appointed bishop-elect of the Catholic Diocese of Tulsa, David Conderla of College Station St. Mary Catholic Center, met with friends yesterday in Austin. From the video shared by the Diocese of Austin, Conderla said he almost didn't pick up the phone when it rang 2 weeks ago.
I didn't quite catch up to what the nuncio was saying until about halfway in when he said he was the nuncio. And so then I became very focused on that phone call. He asked if I would accept. I was ready to do so. And I hung up and went into the chapel and tried to understand everything that had just happened.
Conderla is optimistic about the future of St. Mary's and its capital campaign.
St. Mary's will continue. The benefactor base is spread literally throughout the world, and they will continue to support the ministry there and to make sure that the campaign continues right along. We're at a very critical phase where we're about to come to a point for a groundbreaking of the first building, and so the leadership of St. Mary's will continue that process right along.
You can watch the video online at WTAW.com. Another attempt for a new sidewalk in West Bryan along Sandy Point Road from Highway 21 West to an apartment complex near the county jail was debated at the last city council meeting.
The project, which is not in the city's budget or capital improvements plan for the next 2 years, would cost at least $400,000. That would be the city's share of a plan from TxDOT that would add a center turning lane, curbs, and drainage. The TxDOT offer came after Councilman Rafael Pena and city staff were not able to convince private property owners to donate land for a sidewalk. Pena suggested paying for the city's share of the TxDOT plan with money that Union Pacific Railroad might give the city for closing train crossings downtown. That idea was opposed by Ben Hardiman.
I don't think, though, that it's appropriate to look for savings such as closing 15th Street and start planning on spending that money on anybody's favorite project.
Hardiman's response drew fire from Pena.
This is not my favorite project. This is the work of the citizens telling me a project they would like to see completed since before I got on this council.
Pena's response was challenged by Mayor Jason Byinski.
However long this has been talked about, how many Forest Ridge apartment residents came to hear citizens to speak on behalf of this project, please? I'd like to know that number.
The council was told there are 63 unfunded capital projects ahead of the Sandy Point sidewalk. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan police at the Westside Walmart on an unrelated call arrested a man for trying to spend counterfeit money to send a wire transfer to family. 23-year-old Jason Perez of Bryan was charged with 52 counts of government forgery. Each count carries a bond of $8,000. That means Perez is being held on bonds totaling $416,000. Police seized 17 $20 bills and 35 tens that were missing a variety of security features. A woman tells College Station police it was not her intention to push over a large motorcycle after yelling at the driver because he turned it around in her driveway. 28-year-old Renee Bolduc is out of jail after posting bond following her arrest for criminal mischief. That's after the motorcycle owner said it would cost more than $2,300 to repair cosmetic damage after the bike was pushed over 2 months ago. A man tells College Station police he became jealous with rage after seeing his ex-girlfriend with another man. According to the arrest report, 22-year-old Ethan Martin of College Station was sitting in front of his ex's home after he went inside and kicked her new boyfriend multiple times, resulting in an ambulance ride to the hospital for treatment of injuries to his face and midsection. For the second straight Tuesday, a customer of a local Chase bank lost money. Bryan police say what happened at the Boonville Road branch was a theft and not a robbery because no threat was made. A black man grabbed a bank bag with an undisclosed amount of money and ran to a white car where a second person was behind the wheel. The victim was not hurt. Two 19-year-olds and a 16-year-old, all from out of town, were arrested Monday night for stealing drugs at gunpoint from a man in the parking lot of the College Station Walmart. College Station police are continuing their investigation into the seizure of six bottles of what they describe as illegal liquid narcotics. Officers say the man who was held up followed the suspects and gave location updates until a traffic stop was made. No injuries were reported. A Bryan man who crashed his pickup on Dillyshaw Tap Road near Bryan Monday afternoon was arrested for drunk driving with at least three prior convictions. 54-year-old Carl LaForge of Bryan told a DPS trooper he swerved to miss a deer. A witness told the officer she watched LaForge drive off the road. A DWI arrest in Bryan Monday during the noon hour followed a collision at Boonville and Briarcrest where other drivers boxed in an SUV to prevent the offender from leaving the scene. According to the arrest report, 39-year-old Tommy Niederhofer of Huntsville said he was headed to the doctor to get a refill of pain medications. He was arrested after appearing to be under the influence of depressants and marijuana. WTAW News Time is 7:37 at 66 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Years ago, the Texas Railroad Commission oversaw the operations of railroads. These days, the commission is left cleaning up the train wreck caused by Obama's energy policies. But Obama's not alone. 15-year career politician Wayne Christian is just as bad. Christian supports subsidizing green energy, leaving taxpayers on the hook, like Obama did in California with Solyndra. Wayne Christian and Barack Obama, wrong for Texas. There's a better choice for Texas Railroad Commissioner, Gary Gates. Gates is a business owner with a record of growing jobs. He understands the commission's role overseeing the oil and gas industry and knows private sector solutions work best. And Gates opposes Obama's regulations and says no subsidizing green energy. We don't need career politician Wayne Christian. The Railroad Commission needs a proven business owner, Gary Gates, not an Austin insider, not a career politician.
I'm Gary Gates, and I don't care about political correctness. I care about Texas. Political ad paid for by Gary Gates for Texas.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to EmbassyRM.com. Get ready. It's almost time to cast your vote for the best of the Brazos Valley. Voting starts Wednesday, June 1st, as you decide the best in food services and places in the Brazos Valley. Keep listening for more information about how you can vote for your favorites. Thanks in part to our sponsors, Merry Mates, Embassy Records Management and Storage, Ashley Home Store, and Texas Best Selfie. Voting begins Wednesday, June 1st, for the 16th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
Grab your pearls and crazy socks as we celebrate the birthdays of both President and Mrs. Bush. Mrs. Bush will turn 91 on June the 8th, and President Bush will turn 92 on June the 12th. We will honor them with a party on Friday, June the 10th. We invite you to join in the celebration from 11 to 3 for free birthday cake, popcorn, and refreshments in the rotunda of the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information on this and other great events, visit bush41.org.
Let's do some weather at 7:40. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here you go.
Remains unsettled across the state today, and that means our weather stays unsettled. Lots of clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today, 75 to 80. Cloudy tonight with a chance for a shower. Overnight lows, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, some may be strong, 75 to 80. Storms will diminish tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. Partly sunny Friday, chance for an isolated shower, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie baseball team falls to Sam Houston State. We'll recap that. Also in Major League Baseball, the Rangers fall to the Athletics again, and the Astros take down the White Sox. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
A little relaxing music.
Mood music.
Birds in the background? I don't know. Shower thoughts for you this morning. No distractions. Just think about this as you go to work.
If only I could smell, too, right?
I know. Mm-hmm. We could do like ocean breezes or whatever. Mm-hmm. Game. Most people retire so they can take up golf. What does a golfer do when they retire?
No.
Okay. Mm.
85% of the current candy market is just putting the same product in different shapes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you tried the coffee bean M&Ms? I don't know.
I haven't tried those.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to bring you all some Spam, by the way, this week.
Yeah.
Friday. I'll bring that Friday for you, by the way. Before the camera was invented, people didn't know what they looked like with their eyes closed. Just saying. Lasagna is really just spaghetti-flavored cake.
Oh, that's delicious.
It is. And the world isn't getting dumber. It's just easier for dumb people to get their thoughts heard.
That's true. That is true.
And social media.
Yeah, here's the final thought. If eHarmony is so good, why do you need a one-year subscription?
I think about that quite often.
There you go. All right, just stuff. There you go.
That's
just
true.
Stuff. Four volunteer firefighters from Logan Township, Pennsylvania, charged with calling 911 to report a false fire so they could ride in the new fire truck.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm pretty disgusted about this. I responded personally to one of those calls on March the 28th for a dwelling fire, and my job is to save people. That's my first responsibility, said Matt Musco, who is a police officer in the area. All those suspended for 6 months while the investigation continues. There's no investigation. They wanted to ride the new fire truck.
Right. What are you investigating?
Yeah, it's got that fire truck smell.
They've got the facts.
Want to do that. In Florida, an alligator stole an entire watermelon, whole watermelon. And it's become an internet celebrity, of course, because of that.
That's all you have to do to become an internet celebrity?
Well, I think if you're an alligator. I mean, if you just steal a watermelon. I don't think it'd be the same thing at all.
Don't recommend that.
No. I've been stealing watermelons for years. haven't wound up on the internet.
An officer with the Hendry County Sheriff's Office snapped a photo of the hungry gator hightailing it out into the canal with the entire melon in its mouth. Unclear where he snatched it from. Likely raided somebody's picnic. A wildlife biologist commenting on the photo said it is unusual because watermelons are generally not part of the alligator's diet.
Yeah, just trying to get his extra fruits and veggies in.
Something like that, and a lot of bulk, at least for a little while.
Yep.
A lot of bulk. Okay. All right. 8th grade girls are not only as skilled as boys at thinking through problems and using technology to solve them, they may even be a little bit better. A quiet yes from the newsroom. Now, again, this was in 8th grade. We don't know what happens after that, but the findings come from a first-of-its-kind assessment of technology and engineering literacy by the nation's report card when asked to tackle real-life scenarios such as the percent of girl, the idea was designing a safe bicycle lane and then Also, improving a pet iguana's habitat, not necessarily the same things. 45% of the girls, 42% of the boys showed proficiency at understanding and using technology. So, again, to be able to design a safe bicycle lane or improve a pet iguana, girls
interesting tasks.
Better. Well, they are, and not related in any way, shape, or form, but slightly better.
But girls are smart.
Yep.
They are. So how are your mowing skills?
Non-existent.
Okay. Just not in your world.
No. My it was never a chore that I was ever given responsibility for.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Dad is very particular about his lawn, and it's something he really enjoys. So neither my brother or I were ever given
really?
The task.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, see, now, for the brother, that's a little different.
Right.
Okay?
Oh, yeah. And he's done it. I've literally never pushed a lawnmower.
Okay.
Now, my brother probably has and did, you know, when he was growing up a little bit more often. But, you know, it's always just been something my dad enjoyed doing.
Okay. But he wouldn't go out there and stand there with his hands on his hips and just shake his head.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Just he decided that was his deal.
Yep,
all right.
Yep.
Okay. So if you're mowing the grass anytime soon, you'll need to take your time if you want to mow like a pro. Yeah, that's what it said. Ed Patrone, lawn and garden expert for Consumer Reports, says if you rush through the job, it will look like it. Relax and approach your lawn with a slow mow. Okay, I don't know where Ed lives, but my thought is it's probably not Central Texas and it's not in July.
Yeah.
You know, because there is a reality to that, too.
Got
to
get in and out here.
Well, these are the same kind of people who say drive with your windows down because it'll save gas. All right.
I love all the rhyming, though.
Oh, it is good.
You want to mow like a pro, mow slow.
Yeah. Relax and approach your lawn with the slow mow. Push mowers are fine, but most riding mowers can cruise at speeds much too fast to do the job. Right.
We'll just take all the fun out of it, why don't you?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
You'll also want to be sure that the grass is really dry for your nice, even cut. Once you're in the mowing groove, avoid following the wheel tracks of your next pass.
Well, duh.
What, we're all supposed to make it look like an outfield at a baseball field? Is that
apparently.
What it is?
Apparently.
I'd like to see what Neil Sperry has to say about this.
He says you're better off if you do some overlap in cutting the swaths. And go in alternate directions each time for the cleaner, healthier lawn. Hey, Ed, keeping our lawn alive in July is all we're worried about, okay?
I was going to say, just to keep it remotely green is really the goal.
And if you'll notice, and I don't know, you may not necessarily, I do happen to mow my lawn. And I guess, what's today? Today's Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I had mowed on, I think, Saturday. I mowed on Sunday, and we've had perfect conditions, and the little what I'd call rain flowers, you know, start showing up. I mean, already, 4 days later, they're peeking up going, we're back.
Wow.
Just saying. I mean, we get to the point, and again, we had a little bit of rain today. We're going to have some more rain tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if we receive the elements the way that nature decided they should be, which is rain and moderate sunshine, I mean, this sucker grows. You got to mow it more than once a week. So I appreciate the slow mow, Ed, but, you know, it's not in the real world in Texas.
Not in the cards.
Thanks a lot. No. And again, are your neighbors going to come and complain?
Going, yeah.
Hey, you know, you missed a spot right there.
You're mowing a little too quickly.
Yeah, please slow down for us all.
Successful organizations in business, sports, and charities have one thing in common: teamwork. One way to achieve great teamwork is through team-building activities. CCC Shooting Complex invites your team to experience their 800-acre outdoor shooting complex, offering 10 pistol bays, a 1,000-yard rifle range, and a 12-stand sporting clay course nestled under oaks hundreds of years old. CCC Shooting Complex takes care of everything. Just give them a call, 936-825-8600. Create great teamwork for your employees and organization by spending a day on the range.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Americans are blessed to live in such a prosperous nation.
parents today can provide more for their children than just about anywhere else in the world. But there's one thing I've seen that prosperity hasn't been able to solve. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I was sitting in an airport not long ago, waiting for my flight. Across from me was a family with three kids equipped with laptops, MP3 players, DVDs, cell phones, and video games. But despite all of that, what I saw when I looked into their eyes stunned me. They were bored. It was a stark contrast to an experience I had a few years before on a business trip to Jakarta, Indonesia. On the car ride to my hotel, we were passing through a poor section of the city when we came across a small group of kids playing in the street. Their only toy was an empty and dented soda can they floated like a boat across the black water of a mud puddle. But most fascinating of all were the looks on their faces. They wore large smiles and were genuinely happy. Our culture has perfected discontentment. No doubt the children I saw in Jakarta could benefit from some of the material wealth so easily available to the average American. But I've never escaped the sense of joy I witnessed that day. And since then, I've been left to wonder, despite their poverty, were those Indonesian children actually more rich than the kids I saw at the airport? To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500. 800-261-7500. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It is 7:52. The number two Texas A&M Aggies were unable to get the bats going Tuesday night as they dropped a 5-0 contest to the Sam Houston State Bearcats on Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. Here's Skip Rob Childress on the loss.
Well, certainly disappointed in the result tonight, and give Sam Houston State all the credit. Dakota Mills pitched his heart out, and they made great plays behind him, and offensively they got started first, and you know, we're chasing two runs before we've hit for a second time, chasing four runs before we've hit for a third time, and really the only opportunity we had to score was in the third inning.
It marked the first time Texas A&M has been shut out at home since February 21st, 2014, when the Aggies lost a 1-0 decision to Sacramento State. The Aggies return to action Thursday as they host the number 6 Ole Miss Rebels in a 6 p.m. contest to start a 3-game series, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Some exciting news in Texas A&M men's basketball. Head coach Billy Kennedy announced Tuesday the signing of highly regarded guard Deshaun Corpru to the Aggies' incoming 2016-17 recruiting class. Corpru becomes the third member of Texas A&M's incoming freshman class, joining point guard J.J. Caldwell of Houston and forward Robert Williams of Vivian, Louisiana, who are also members of ESPN's Top 100. The Aggies have also announced the addition of guard J.C. Hampton, who will be eligible for next season. Aggie men's golf moved up 3 spots to number 5 in day 2 of the NCAA Albuquerque Regional. The maroon and white finished 19 over on the day to catapult themselves up the leaderboard and into the championship cut. Cameron Champ and Chandler Phillips lead the Aggs on the individual leaderboard at plus 6, tied for 12th place. Texas A&M junior Lyndon Victor has been selected as the National Track and Field Athlete of the Week following its record-setting performance in winning the decathlon during the SEC Championships this past weekend. With a world-leading score of 8,446 points, Victor produced the fourth-best score in collegiate history. College Station High tennis players Rowan Sukawala and Kyle Miller have won the 5A state title in men's doubles. The two defeated Miha and Tine Valencic of Grapevine to grab the championship in 3 sets at the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center. In Major League Baseball,
and swung and hit to left field deep, way back. Rua turning around, he will watch a game-winning grand slam for Chris Davis.
Chris Davis hit three home runs, including a walk-off grand slam with two outs in the bottom of the ninth to put the Oakland Athletics past the Texas Rangers last night 8-5. The Rangers will look for a win in the series wrap-up today at 2:35 p.m. In Chicago,
swing and a miss, struck him out on a slider, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros hold on to beat the Chicago White Sox 6-5 in 11 innings.
Evan Gattis marked his return to the Astros by smacking a two-run home run in the 11th inning last night, lifting Houston past the Chicago White Sox 6-5. The Astros will hope to keep the momentum going tonight in Chicago at 7:10 p.m. In other news, Major League Baseball has handed out its discipline for Sunday's brawl between the Rangers and the Toronto Blue Jays, with Rangers second baseman Rougned Odor suspended for 8 games and Toronto outfielder Jose Bautista for 1. Shortstop Elvis Andrews also got a 1-game suspension. Odor has appealed his suspension while Andrews served his last night. And in the NBA playoffs,
Cavs win going away. Your final here this evening, 115-84, and indeed, it is the biggest winning margin in franchise history in the playoffs.
Kyrie Irving scored a game-high 27 points, and the Cleveland Cavaliers improved to 9-0 in these NBA playoffs by slamming Toronto 115-84 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. LeBron James hit his first 9 shots and had 24 points on 11 of 13 shooting before resting in the fourth quarter. DeMar DeRozan had a team-high 18 points for the Raptors, who trailed by 5 before they were outscored 33-16 in the second quarter. Game 2 with the Raptors will be tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. And now here's KO.
That's going to do it. We're in the studio with Mike Mavoli from Team of Navasota. Haven't had a chance to catch up in a while on your kiddos. I know you've got 7-on-7 coming up in June for the boy, but the daughter's doing volleyball stuff?
Yeah, and actually the 7-on-7, they're actually playing in a 7th grade league. They're 6th grade, but they're playing up. They play every Tuesday night. But, yeah, the big tournament, the state tournament's in June.
So these are all just kind of warm-ups for the one that's going to be
them, keeping them
at Veterans Park.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And then Reese is actually doing volleyball, so we stay busy. And in summertime, it's church camps and sports camps and all that kind of stuff. So if you're a parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
There ain't no part of coasting in the summertime.
Not at all.
Hey, what's our deal of the day real quick?
Deal of the day is going to be a 2014 Ford Mustang convertible for $18,288.
Oh, and this is a season 4 convertible, too.
That's it.
See all the new and used vehicles, plus find out more about Free Car Friday all online at
TeamOfNavasota.com.
And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Gabe Bach here with Jason Rallo of Rallo Insurance Group. Jason, tell me your story a little bit.
Well, Gabe, I was given a work ethic very early by my parents. I'm very blessed to have good parents. My wife is in the same situation. I was raised in the insurance business. My mom and my wife's mother were both retired teachers. Her dad's a football coach. And basically, we just learned how to work early. Went to work growing the insurance agency and really with good people. I believe the key to growing a business is having good people. And then, of course, also, I'm blessed to have a wonderful family. My wife and I, we've been blessed to be married 20 years. We have 4 wonderful kids. As you know, my oldest is big into basketball. He'll be a senior next year. My youngest, who's coming out of 8th grade, is also into basketball. And 2 girls, one's involved in soccer. And so just very involved with family and church and community. And that's kind of how we've approached life and how we've grown our business.
Find yourself a good insurance agent. Stop by and have a face-to-face conversation with Jason Rallo of Rallo Insurance Group, University Drive East across from Veterans Park. Go to RalloInsurance.com. It's 2 L's, RalloInsurance.com.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, Aggie owner and operator of Brazos Moving and Storage. It's time to get the clutter out of your home. Brazos Moving and Storage has you covered. Your one-stop shop for moving, self-storage, and truck rental needs. We have RV, boat, and climate control storage. Rent now with $0 move-in, no deposit, and 1 month free. Our brand new storage location is on Highway 6 in front of the Texas World Speedway. Stop by for a free quote. Call 979-776-1800 or go online to BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
About a minute till the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTW. You know, you can text us if you want to. You can do that. We always like when you call, too.
That's right.
But you, if you want to text us, you can do that anytime if you see something fun. Now, want to travel abroad but you don't know the language? If you'd like to do that, now it's about to be easier.
Doesn't everyone else speak English?
Yeah, really, and why not? Pilot is the world's first language translating earpiece. It works in pairs,
whoa,
meaning you hear one earpiece and the person that you're speaking to wears the other.
Okay.
And from there, your speech will be translated almost immediately
wow.
to the other wearer's language.
But do you, like, hand it to your waiter?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's exactly
put
what I think.
Put this in your ear.
Right. And then let me have an alcohol wipe so I can clean it when
right.
you're
I mean, it is cool, it but is. It would be interesting on how you're going to get the other person to wear it if they're a stranger.
All right. Mm.